Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, in me, Gloria, not in me.
I felt like I needed to go there. out. And those who are new to the broadcast, I just go with the flow of the Spirit. Yes, I do study. Yes, I do prepare. But when I'm speaking, I let God just use me. I let him, whatever he wants to say to come out of my mouth, I just let it flow. Amen. Long as it's in decency and order and respect to our Father, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So I do bless the name of the Lord. So excited. I hope you all are taking precautions. Wear your gloves and your mask. Yes, I don't care what state the order has been lifted. You still have to take precautions. You still got to do what's right and in your own mind how you should do things. Amen. 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 Hi, Edna. Hi, Reverend Adrian. Hi, Sister Adela Murchison. Hi, Nene. How are you? Hi, Padilla. How are you? Congratulations to your daughter, sweetheart. Hallelujah. Congratulations. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. So we're going to get started. So I'm coming from one of the chapters of my book, I Cry at Night. Let me tell you something. Sometimes folks put on all kind of masks. They put on all kind of heels and all kind of makeup, and they just go about their day. Because you know as women, that's what we do. Sometimes a man may carry his in a different way. Amen. But I know for women, that's how we carry ours. We just keep it on moving. But let me tell you, it did come a time in my depressed state where I was like, I ain't hiding no more. I'm going to be real. I'm hurting on today. I need to be healed. Amen. So I'm not into covering up. I used to cover up, but I ain't into covering up no more. You having a bad day? Mm-hmm. Like my cousin Erica, you ask her, how was your day? Not good. I mean, she's come right out with it. You know, so when people ask me, how you doing today? Not a good day, but tomorrow it will be a better day. Because, hallelujah, because even though I'm saying tomorrow may be a better day, I know for sure tomorrow is going to be a better day. Because it's how we fix our minds to wake up in the morning. Now, to be honest, be transparent, I was in a rut all last week. I mean, I was like, my daughter was like, Mom, are you okay? I was like, yeah, but so my mom said today, are you better today? I said, yeah, I'm a lot better today, Mom. You know why? Because I'm pushing myself to come out of that place. I'm pushing myself not to go back there. Hallelujah. Can I be real with you? I'm speaking life over my own self. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Why? Because I got to keep moving. I got to keep pushing, even when I don't feel like pushing, even when I'm upset. Because sometimes you be upset with God because God may allow our lives to go in a certain direction. We thought it should have went this direction. So we mad at God. I don't got time to be mad at God. God, help me through this. If my life shifted, help me shift with it. Help me to move past it. Help me to get over some things and help me, even when I don't understand of things that happened to me and happened around me and situations that have affected me, help me, God, to understand, give me a calming, give me a peace on the inside so I can move forward past this thing. Hallelujah. See, I love to go with the flow of things because the more we bottle, the more we get angry, there'd be 5 years and pass and we still at the same place. Hey, hallelujah. See, I'm not trying to be stuck. God, unstuck me. Get me out of this thing, Father. I can't be stuck no more. And sometimes we want to say that because it's a comfortable place. Can I tell you how much I used to love NyQuil? Can I tell you how much I used to love all the medications that make me sick because it passes my pain so I ain't got to feel anything? But when I got delivered from NyQuil, hallelujah, I used to be like, oh, my God, is that a cold coming on? My baby sleep. I got to take some NyQuil. I had to be delivered from that. Hallelujah. Because when I didn't have a cold, I felt like I had a cold. No. That's your emotions. Your mind playing with your body, making you feel like you're sick. No, you're just depressed. You're just out of it. Or even just having a bad day. I come to tell you to come up out of that thing. Be unstuck on today. Unstuck. Because sometimes we like to be in that place because it's comfortable, because we don't want to go out there. And even when we still got calling to a higher task, sometimes we say, no, I'm just going to hold on and I'm not going to step out. But let me tell you something. That's going to go away for a little while, but it will come right back to you. Because, see, it ain't going to leave you alone. Because, see, what God has ordained for your life, what God has put in you, you, it's not going to go nowhere. So the more you say no, the more God says yes. But I love God because he's so patient with us and he loves us. Hallelujah. On our prayer line this morning, I talked about the Shunammite woman. How the Shunammite woman, see, the prophet Elisha touched on the sin. woman's life. He touched on, because she gave so much of herself to the prophet. He said, what can I do? So he asked the servant Gehazi, what can I give her? And he said, she don't have a son. But see, he went to revisit that, and there was a sensitive place in her life that she didn't have any children. So she said, Lord, she said, no, don't mislead me. Don't mislead me. The same time next year, he said, you won't have a son. But the thing, and then and she had this son, some years went on where her son died. But guess what? When he was out of the field with his father, the father sent him back to the mom. The mom took him and laid him on the prophet's bed because she made a home in her house for every time the prophet would come to shoot him. So he would say, so she put her son on the man of God's bed because he knew he was powerful, but she also knew where the power came from, and it came from God. So, but what I'm saying is to say to you is that some of us have dreams and goals on the inside of us. And maybe it failed at one time, but guess what? You got to get up and you got to do that thing again because God called you to do it, get up and do a thing again. But sometimes we sensitive in an area because something failed at one time, or maybe we don't have no children, or maybe the dream that we was birthing when we did deliver, it felt like it fell, but guess what? It didn't fall. It may not have been a season for it, but right now, maybe the season four, but try it again. See, so you got to keep trying because it's a faith thing and you got to believe. So even though God gave her this son that promised, a couple of years later, he died, but guess what? God restored him. So even if that thing that you thought that was then, that you tried a couple of years ago, get back to that thing now because God will speak life and breathe life into that thing so it can be restored, so it can be resuscitated, so he can resuscitate that thing, that dream on the inside of you, so he can resuscitate it. I know what I'm talking about, Reverend Carmen. That dream he put on the inside of you, resuscitate that. God will resuscitate that thing. Just like Zechariah says, not by might nor by power, but by God's spirit. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. See, we some of us feel like in pandemic, we can't work. It's when you look on social media, it's all kind of entrepreneurs out there. Baby, my niece Nida, you should see the pictures that she has drawn. Phenomenal. You have seen the cakes and baking that she has done and made. Oh, my God, my eyes saw a witness. She still eats the cake. But let me tell you something. We don't know what kind of dreams God has on the inside of us. But during this quarantine time, God is raising up some things on the inside. He has not forgotten about us. Hallelujah. He still reigns. He showed you he can shut up a whole world. Hallelujah. And no, I'm not saying that he caused the pandemic, but he allowed it. So in the midst of things being allowed, you got to go with the flow. But see, one thing I know about being in Jesus, he is all right with me. I'm all right with him. Hallelujah. No good thing when he was holding you if you walked up right before the Lord. Don't you know that he got you? Don't you know that he's carrying you? He done wrapped his arms around you even when you don't feel it, even when you're mourning, even when you're sad, even when you feel like giving up because your loved ones are not here right now. Don't you know that God will keep you and restore you? Hallelujah, Jesus. You may not forever get your loved ones. I know God don't call us to forget them, but he'll bring some happy memories to you. But I just learned the passing of my dad to fill up the void on the inside of me, God, so I can keep on walking, so I can keep on working it out, so I can keep on moving. Hallelujah. So I think about the good things, and I begin to rejoice and thank God for the time that he allowed for me to have my dad. Hallelujah. And my grandparents. See, God is a miracle working God. I just trust him and I love him because I know him to be real. I know him to be greater than a friend. Greater love have this than no man that would lay down his life for a friend. Hallelujah. See, we start looking for friends and we start looking bring the king wine, he was able to win favor of the king's heart so he could leave his job. Hallelujah. Go out to the mission field and rebuild the wall that was burned down around the temple. See, the temple was rebuilt by Zerubbabel, but the wall was still laying there. And even though it may not have been essential to everybody else, but see, that it was essential to Nehemiah because, see, the wall that was built around kept raised out, and it symbolized peace and strength. Hallelujah. So to say, well, folks think that, is, don't let them dummy down what God is giving to you. Don't let them dummy down your ministry, your business. Don't let them dummy down what kind of person that you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord. So I'm going to join my mom in because she's going to read a portion of my book. Oh, my God, I cry at night. I just feel the Holy Spirit because I know that we think that our dreams are dead. It ain't dead. It ain't over till God says that it's over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That dead thing will be resurrected again. Hallelujah. That Shunammite woman may have thought that her son was dead, but guess what? She ran and got help because she knew the power of God. Hallelujah. She knew the power of God, and her husband knew the power of God too because he told his servant, take the boy to his mother. Woo, glory. That's 2 Kings chapter 4. You got to read it. He said, take the boy to his mama because he knew that she was a prayer warrior. He knew that, you know, that her son would be okay. And when she laid him on the bed, she walked out of the door because, see, it wasn't over. It ain't over till God said it's over. So to say all of that, even though God promised her a child, and when she had the child, it may have died, but God resurrected and restored it. So that dream of birthing that you're carrying on the inside of you, that baby, that birthing that you carry on the inside of you, even if it felt like it failed at one time, try it again so God could breathe life into it and resuscitate it, because it ain't dead. You just got to go back at it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Remind me of Pastor Lee told the story years ago about he started his business, and 10 years later, he went back to it. Woo, and it just took off. But he tried it again. But even if he did not try it again, he wouldn't be where he's at. Hallelujah. See, you got to try some stuff again because sometimes we hold up our own blessings. See, the Shunammite woman was holding up her own blessings because she didn't want the prophet to touch on that sensitive area. That's why she said, don't mislead me. So evidently, she's been trying over the years and it failed. But guess what? See, she was open for God to bless her. See, even though it was a sensitive area, she was open at the time. He said, don't mislead me. He said, okay, this time next year, you will have a son. See, she didn't fight up against it. Hallelujah. And she let God rain on the inside of her. Hallelujah. Let God water it. Hallelujah. Let her water your harvest. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that flower could blossom. Hallelujah. So that dream could be birthed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus. I feel God in this studio, y'all. I feel him in this studio, y'all. Hallelujah. So let me bring my mama in so we all be clicked off and the broadcast is over. Woo! So just give me 1 minute. Mom, if you press one, I'll take your call. I see you all. It's lit on here, y'all. I see y'all. Mom, if you press one, I'll bring you in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Jesus.
Oh. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to be finishing off from last week, finishing off of the little girl in me, I think it is, Mom, or who she was. Okay, go ahead.
And yes, we're at the end of Who She Was. We're on page 18. The scripture is, and he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. This is from Leviticus 8, verse 12. The Lord always gave me scriptures to help me through, and my eyes were always laid upon the scripture for whatever situational or emotional state I was in. I call these evenings inspirations from God. As you read these scriptures, take notes, study, and allow them to comfort you in the midnight hour. Remember, we cannot lose ourselves in the abuse or because of someone looking down on us. Amen.
Amen.
We're starting a cry at night. This starts on page 45. And the verse is from Psalms 5, chapter 5, verse 2. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, and my God. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Psalm 5, chapter 5. Verse 2. A cry at night. Feeling so rejected in a marriage made me feel so deeply depressed. It was so tough for me. I would often ask myself, will I ever be delivered from this? The pain was so very deep until all I would do was cry at night and tears would roll down my face and wouldn't stop. I felt so low and couldn't even talk about my pain. I would just grin and bear it during the day. But when everyone else was asleep, I would lay in bed and just cry. It felt like I was losing my mind. In my depression, it felt like I was walking around so spaced out that I stopped looking and feeling like myself. I know everyone could see, but no one could reach me. I knew God was with me, but I felt only He could lift me out of this pit. It's amazing how you can hide your feelings around the children and still be the best mom ever. Motherhood was like my saving grace during this time. I smiled with my babies on the outside while crying on the inside. In the midst of my tears, I decided to fight because if not, I knew that I would have died. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some, but exalting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10:25. I heard a preacher once use an example. When you're fighting in a boxing ring, you have to get up and fight. Even if you get a blow and get knocked off your feet, you get up, you get yourself together, get up and fight. I knew I had to get up, and the Lord was confirming over and over that I had to get up and fight to reach my destiny in order to win. I was pressing toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. After missing a couple of Sundays at church, I told myself that I must go back and continue to serve. It's not about me or anyone. It's about God instructs us to do what God instructs us to do, and that is to fellowship with one another. It was hard, but I had to do it. I kept God first. Going back to church enlightened my spirit, and I need a word to get through the next week. My strength comes from the word of God. People never made me feel like I shouldn't be doing ministry in a broken marriage, or if they did, I never paid them any attention. It was me not feeling worthy to preach or any type of ministry. None of us are worthy, but God's grace is sufficient. I'm so glad God doesn't judge us the way man does. We should not allow anyone to make us feel like we are no longer able or capable of serving the Lord. The scripture says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's Psalm 118:8.
Ma, could you stop right there? Amen. Mm-hmm. Just hold your place right there, Mom. Thank you. It's something something that my mom had read, which says not forsaking the assembly of others. And it's something because sometimes and that portion of scripture was taken out the assembly because we feel like when we down and out, we don't need church. We feel like we can't go. See, we gotta get back because God calls us to fellowship with one another. Yes, I know in this pandemic we have been forbidden because listen to our leaders, we cannot go for it to stay on order. But you can have church online and fellowship with one another. People still gathering in small settings, maybe two or three people. There was two or three people gathered in my name. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm telling you, God has called some souls. Even though this pandemic, we feel like, oh, we can't go to church right now. We ain't listening. No, you can listen to your pastor. I know every church is streaming live, but it calls us to come together and fellowship with one another. I love it because even when the centurion, when we told Jesus, he now, brother. I need for you to listen to me right now, sis. So I'm saying to you, you have to learn those things in ministry because sometimes people just want a listening ear. Hallelujah. And then God will let you know now you pray, bro. Now you pray, sis. Hallelujah. God is so faithful. He is so good, y'all, so merciful. But in the midst of my depression, I didn't pull away from church. I didn't say I took off a couple of Sundays, but I said I got to get back because, see, I start losing my strength. See, you don't want to lose your strength. And don't you know the band? I never understood what my mom used to say and my grandma, the bed sucks the life out of you. When you're laying there for so long, it takes your strength. The bed takes your strength because you're not moving, because you're not functioning, you're not moving around. So you got to get up out of bed, even if you stand by the bed and you really can't get up. But if you stand, try to hold on to something, to stand by the bed for a couple of minutes, how then lay back down and a couple of minutes stand up. I heard this motivational speaker said, when you down and on your back, the reason why he knew that he could get up is because when he looked up, he knew God was up. So he knew that when he looked up, God was up. So he knew he could get up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody may be on their back right now, but you just keep looking up because God is up and he can raise you up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then another thing I mentioned in the book was that sometimes we feel like when we do ministry, sometimes we feel like when we talk to people in our job, we can't talk to them because you're in a broken situation. Yeah, I may be, but if God called me to speak to you, I'm going to speak to you because sometimes we feel like, oh, we can't preach to somebody. Oh, you don't know nothing about my situation. Oh, how could you even talk to me when you're going through something? I'm talking to you because I'm going through something and I know where you are because I'm going through the same thing. But sometimes folks are counting you out. See, Jesus never counted none of us out. Why do you think certain women love Jesus so much and they gave him their own suffering? Because he Mary Magdalene, they all loved him. He looked past their fault and he seen their need. He looked past them and their wickedness because he knew they was going to be delivered. Why? Because they were following him. See, we don't want to use folks because of where they used, because of where they've been. Sometimes we don't even want to sit on these people because we know what they did last night. But guess what? God knows what you did too. He knows all your secrets. And normally it's the people who put you down, people who got so many filters in their closet or so holy rollers. But when you start to open up their door, look what's going on inside. But see, we don't see that only God can see. To be heartless is to be wicked above all things, well, who would know it? Hallelujah. So don't allow somebody to tell you, no, you can't speak a word. No, you can't speak to people right now. No, you can't give a word. Or no, you can't talk to them on the phone anymore because you are messed up. Yeah, maybe messed up, but don't you know being messed up is helping me through? And I never understood that. Because when I said to God about doing ministry and I'm messed up, some of those situations, one situation, God says, yes, that happened, so you can minister to somebody else. And guess what? Sometimes things happen and we be in position to minister to somebody else. So you just never know how God is using you. So don't let nobody dumb you down or don't let nobody tell you that or condemn you because they feel as though you have to be witness to somebody. Well, how could you witness when you still out there drinking and partying? So how could you witness to me? Why? Don't you know that person maybe life may be turning around and in the midst of talking to you when they start hearing their own words? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, I got delivered from people a long time ago, and it took some time because people will make you feel like you're inadequate. They make you feel like you don't have the resources knowing God spoke to you, and then now you're all up in your head about, well, did God say that? You know God said it to you, but you allow folks to come in and tell you stuff. Now everything is off twist on the inside. My family will tell you in a minute, I do a shutdown mode. I go in shutdown mode because I can't hear nobody else speaking to me. I got to hear God. I got to hear God speak to me because it be that deep because I be like, oh, I can't hear that or that. I get in the shutdown mode because I want to hear from God. Hallelujah. See, when you done fell a couple times, you like, this time I want to get this thing right, Lord. So, God, what would you have me to do even though, but that's what I love about Jeremiah 29:11. So I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and give you hope and future because sometimes his plan is not to harm us. Sometimes we feel like God's plan, whatever's going on, is hurting us. But sometimes, don't you know God may have you in a cocoon right now? Huh, Caterpillar? He may have you in a cocoon right now. And when the cocoon is open, you come. you can continue.
Amen.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. One night feeling like I was at my wit's end, the Lord comforted me with Isaiah 55:12. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:12.
Read that again.
For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Isaiah 55:12.
That ends this portion of A Quiet Night.
Amen. Thank you, Mom. And it's because that's the end of it, Mom, the chapter?
Yes, that's the end of that chapter, Quiet Night.
And that was Psalm 55:12, right?
That was Isaiah. That was Isaiah 55:12,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mom. Amen. I love it. So that was the whole chapter for A Quiet Night. But one thing that my mom had read was that feeling like you can't come out of that thing. Feeling like you're so deep in it that you can't come out of it. I don't care what it is. Now, I'm not talking about marriages, y'all, because marriage is a good thing. God ordained marriages. I so love it. My Boaz is coming. Hallelujah. I know my children are like, huh? But he is. Amen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it could be anything. It don't have to be a relationship. It could be relationship. It can be your job. It could be the community. It could be your home or a new car, or it could be your business. Or in how about you coming out? That goes back to our hope chest that we had. Like a month ago, we did a hope chest. Our hope chest was something. We were storing some things that we was believing God for. I think you shared, Susan, the last time about putting stuff in your hope chest. I was reading your comments. Yes, because your hope chest, it don't even have to be a chest, but you can make up your hope chest. You can put it in your pocketbook. You can put it in your pants pocket. You can put it in your wallet. You can put it in your drawer. Whatever is your hope chest to you, you can put it in an envelope. Whatever is your hope chest. Hallelujah. We wrote down some things and believe in God for, because we're saying we are victorious. Whatever situation is going to be victorious. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So go back to that hope chest. If you have any testimonies about it, you can type it in. Or someone want to comment on the call, you can. Just believe in God, y'all. Believe in God for the things that we put in our hope chest. So anyone that you want to call, write some things out that you believe in God for. Believe that you, whatever you hope for, that you are victorious in. Hallelujah. So put that in your hope chest. But in this, the last scripture, that portion of the chapter that my mom had read was about when you feel like you can't come out of that thing. You feel like it's so toxic relationship. You feel like your walk, you feel like, spiritually, you can't come out of this mold. Don't you know you can? When you trust in God, because he is a deliverer. Isaiah 55:12, it was my mind read. He is a deliverer, and you can't come out of some situations. Hallelujah. It felt like I would never come out of that depressed state. It never felt like I would get my joy back. It felt like when you go to a mall and you're going around the doors that's revolving, it felt like every time it was my turn to come out of a revolving door, I couldn't. I would just be spinning around, still going around. But let me tell you something. I said, then it was a time where I could come out, because when it was my turn to come out, I pushed myself out. But see, I did it in the strength of the Lord, because I couldn't do it in my own strength. I could not do it in my own strength. You got to do it in the strength of the Lord. Lord, deliver me from this depressed state. Lord, deliver me from these bad habits. Lord, deliver me from this bad attitude. Lord, deliver me from always cheating on folk, or always putting everybody down, or always dumbing down what God has given the folk. Deliver me from always hating on some folk. Deliver me from racism. Deliver me from a mean heart. Deliver me, Father. So it don't always have to be a relationship. It's other things that we need deliverance in. Hallelujah. Deliver me from keep smoking, God. Deliver me for not being grateful. Deliver me for being angry, God. Being angry, God, with you, God. Because life threw me a curveball, Father. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you duck, God will catch it for you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. So my broadcast is getting ready to end in a few minutes. the ones who have dialed in, let me see if anybody on there, I will take your call. If you press one, I'll take your call. For those who have dialed in, let me see who I have on here. You can comment about anything just over the weeks or whatever we talked about or whatever you want to comment about is fine. You can just press one. Amen and amen. Amen. God is so grateful, y'all. I'm grateful to be in God, and God is so faithful. So I want to leave you all with this. Be not weary in well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. If you faint not. Hallelujah. Because sometimes in the midst of being weary, we give up and we faint in the midst of doing good. Because we're good to so many people, and they treat us like we're nothing. They turn their backs on us. When God delivered them and they didn't win on, and now they don't even know who we are. And it's real. Because some folks have stepped on us like we're not, and you was there for them, praying with them, embracing them financially, and now all of a sudden they arrived, and now they out. Now it's like they don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. And it's real. But be not weary while doing, because in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Be not weary in well doing. So in the midst of doing well and doing good, don't be weary in it. Because you can become really weary when you have given everything of yourself. You can become weary when you're the only one that's a caretaker. And everybody's saying they're coming over to help, and ain't nobody come through the door yet. Don't be weary in doing well. Hallelujah. Don't be weary in doing well. Don't you know, because in the midst of that, God is blessing. Huh? Don't you know he's forever opening doors because he loves us that much? He cares for us. He's not trying to harm you. He's not trying to have bad things come upon you. Amen? Because things happen. I just learned that when it happened, God helped me through this process. Because, see, the Bible says we're going to suffer trials and tribulations because Jesus went through them when he was down here on this earth. So we're not exempt from any. Hallelujah. You got to keep on moving. Just like Deacon Mutchison, I know that his vision has failed him over the years, but he still got his joy. He's still rejoicing. He's still happy. Hallelujah. So you got to find some happiness in you. You got to find that happiness on the inside. You got to find what makes you happy. Because if you don't find happiness, ain't nobody else going to find it for you. Folk ain't going to find it for you because half the time, folk want you to be down and out. I thank y'all for your heart. Folks want you to be down. Sometimes folks don't like for you to be happy. They don't like for you to look like you're doing okay. You got to ask God to remove that jealousy from your heart so you can continue to grow. Stop being so bitter and angry with the whole world. Because the world don't owe you nothing. I learned and I told my children, you got to work for it. And you got to work hard. You got to grind for it. Because sometimes things just don't always be sitting out there for you to grab, but you got to work for it. So those folks, thank y'all for the heart. Those folks that put you down, half of them want you down. Half of them want to put a foot on your neck to keep you down. Now I sound like my dad. Keep a foot on your neck because they don't want you to grow. They don't want you to prosper. They don't want you to do good. But you got to keep moving. And don't do it for them, but do it for yourself. Stop proving to folk how good you are. Ooh, Jesus, glory. Stop proving to folk how good you are. See, you ain't got, you don't put your, this says the Bible, don't put your confidence in no man. See, we so busy proving ourselves to other folk how good we are, and we could do a good job at certain things. You please God. He's the only one that you should be seeking validation from. Don't you seek validation from man, from your children, from your loved ones, from the community, from your job. You seek validation from God. Let God validate you, because he loves you that much, that he's not going to put you down. Hallelujah. So you all be blessed on today. And just know that God is the way. Hold on, I think I got a call. Hello, caller.
Hello, Wynn.
Yes.
This dual team that y'all got going
yes.
on is something else. I'm telling you, you're blessed. You're so blessed with that. You know what you thank God you got your mom did all times backing up spiritually? And you know one thing about the young women that's single like that? Listen to your mom, especially the spiritual God-fearing mothers. Because what they say, eventually it's going to come to pass. Because they know that God's word is hidden in their heart. So we have to hide it in ours. One day you come like, when you never thought you'd be on the radio station with your mom doing bag up. I'm like, my Lord, look at this. To those things, when you got your hand in God's hand, God will direct your path. So listen to them spiritual soul moms. They will tell you what God said, like what they said. And everything they say kind of come to pass. And you say, I knew that, I think that, because God is wisdom. And so let me pass it on to our children. And that's how the word of God is being spread. And so therefore, when I see y'all kids on the radio, you calling up my mom, I'm looking at your team over here. Thank you, y'all. Listen, thank you for praying for me. Last week when you called us out, thank you so much. But God's going to clear up this vision for us and put us on the right track to serve and believe we should. Okay.
Yes.
See you later, team.
Okay.
No,
okay.
All right.
Amen. God is so good. That was our pro. She is a survivor, honey. Let me tell you, she got on a couple of months ago. How God healed her. Hallelujah. How God healed her body. Hallelujah. God healed her. And I just bless God for it because ain't no more radiation. Ain't no more treatments. God is so good because he is a healer. And she believe God because, see, sometimes we look at things in our age, how old we are. But, see, she knew God was a healer. It didn't matter how old she was. She knew that God would heal her, and she believed it. And I just bless God for her testimony just and such an encouragement to me. As I was coming up as a young woman, so I bless God for her. Oh yes, I do, because she's a miracle, y'all. God, she's a miracle. So we're going to continue to pray, and let's just ask God with just a special prayer for healing over our vision, that God will move. We prayed for Akoli on last week's call about her eyesight. We're going to pray over my eyesight, Deacon Mutchison, and we also want to lift up Gwen Gardner on today. We believe in God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Believe in God. Believe in God. Believe in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know that he's a miracle worker. Sister Lola Williams will be discharged from a hospital tomorrow. We just bless God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We see you working, God. We see you healing, God. We see your hand in the midst, God. Even when we don't feel you working, we know you're working, God. We believe in you, Father. Hallelujah. Heal us, Lord, and we shall be healed. Save us, Lord, and we shall be saved. For thou art our praise. I thank you, God. Sister Well, give me that scripture years ago in Jeremiah. Lord, I bless your name, God. I come before you, God, with everyone on this call, Father. I ask that, God, you would just continue to heal them and fill for your glory, Lord God. We pray for Susan and her family, her daughter, that, God, you would just build up her self-esteem, Lord God. Lord, that you will move in a mighty way, Father God. Whatever was removed from her life, God, restore, replenish, God, in the name of Jesus. Go before our brilliant Deacon Mutchison's eyesight and my eyesight, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that, God, that you will move the clouds from our eyes, God, that we'll be able to see, God. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I glorify you. Regulate the pressure, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. God, I thank you. God, we pray for Gwen on today, God. Send healing, touch Desi in her mind, God. Touch her mother, Father God, Gwen Gardner. We call out her name on today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Switch of the mind. Shift the minds of the oppressor and the abuser in the name of Jesus, dear God. Shift their minds to something better than what they're doing, God. Remove that oppressed state from that home, God, in the name of Jesus. Go without our homes, God. Remove anything that's in it that's not of you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I glorify you on today, God. Lord, I thank you for moving and shifting. I thank you for loving us, God, more than we love ourselves, Father, and everything that's in our hope chest, God. Lord, we pray, Lord, because we know that what we hope for, that we are victorious in. We are victorious. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I shout, we are victorious, y'all. We are victorious. I'm seeking Dr. Ree on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch your Father. Hallelujah. Glory, touch Deacon Bird, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Touch the Wilsons and my spiritual mother, Reverend Moore, on today, Lord God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Touch my cousin Camille, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Let me tell you something. God is a miracle-working God, and he is in the midst, and he is a healer. He hasn't forgotten us, even though we may feel like we've been forgotten. God says, I come to give you to prosper you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. So God is not trying to harm you. He ain't trying to throw a monkey wrench in your stuff. He ain't trying to do that to you because he loves you that much. He ain't trying to throw a monkey wrench because he loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so forever grateful. I got to check on Egypt Marie. Normie, she's on. I haven't seen her in a little while, so I'm going to be reaching out to her. God is good. And Australia's Virgos, I believe. Yeah. Amen. So you all go in peace, Lord, and God is on your side. And share this broadcast for next week. I see you all on next Tuesday. Be blessed. And to all the college graduates and high school graduates, God bless you all. Have a good day and see you all next week. God bless.